Hello and welcome to the Everyman Drummer Podcast, episode 16. And this is probably going to be the last one before we take a short break over the summer holiday coming up, or summer break, as it were. Just like the kids, we all take breaks and come back fresh. So anyway, here we are. And according to the calendar, it looks like we're still all pretty much in a lockdown, quarantine, or whatever. And it seems like there's been other stuff taking over the news. But that's not what we're here to talk about. We're here to talk about the drums, music production, drumming. And if anybody out there, since we've taken, you know, a hiatus on performing live and quote-unquote social distancing, I guess, hopefully people have gotten some work. I know I've been kind of busy doing some things here and there and performing just recording music with several artists around here in the Chicago area. It's been, you know, interesting. It's been actually kind of fun. And it kind of got me thinking about all the crap that's going on in the world today. Go figure, right? Check that out. But before we get down into the nitty gritty, don't forget to subscribe and like and hit that bell. I believe there's a bell on the iTunes one. So that way you guys all know when the new episode comes out. Episodes are released every Friday. I know I had a couple episodes come out in the middle of the week or at the beginning of the week, but, you know, it is what it is. Sometimes I got to keep you guys entertained. And with everything going on, it's the best thing that we can do is just keep everybody entertained and keep everybody's minds focused on other things instead of the negativity that's been circulating around the world. We all know what that is, and that's not my job to focus on that crap out there. You guys want to think of it as crap as I do? Fine. We all have a responsibility as us as musicians. You know, me, you, that guy over there, that girl over there who's playing drums, guitar, bass, keyboard, singing, writing, recording. We have a responsibility. But before we get down to talking about that responsibility, like to take a moment to take a shout out to everybody who's been listening to the podcast so far. Thank you, everybody who's been listening. The comments, whether they're good, bad, it doesn't matter. You know, email the show at everymandrummerpodcast@yahoo. Follow me on Twitter, TheRealWillGeronimo. I'll take your questions there. We'll talk drums there. I did put a poll up on Twitter, which nobody responded to yet, about what types of drummers you want to be, or even this, I guess this can go out for musicians, you know, the instrumentalist, because even I believe some vocalists can probably do that. Guys can correct me if I'm wrong, but I put a poll up on there. If you'd rather be remembered as being a musician in a single band, one trick pony, if what's that, what they call it, or, you know, there's fabulous tons of musicians out there that are known for just being in that one band, and they go down as a staple, as that's what they've been in history. But and then I put the other part of that equation is, or would you rather just be that studio guy, the one that everybody's calling? So that's what's up on my Twitter poll. But before we get down into it and talk about the responsibilities that we have during this time, I want to send a shout out to all the listeners out in France. You guys are leading the way over there. Hey, guys, here in the United States, what's up? Canada, my neighbors up to the north, what is going on? Switzerland, thank you for joining us out from Europe as well. Kenya's showing up on there. Germany, what is going on? Denmark, Netherlands, and Slovenia. Shout out to all you guys listening out there on your podcasts out across the world. It seems like we're reaching, you know, a little further than I had expected. Just share the podcast and share your thoughts. I'd love to hear from all the people from around the world and see what's going on there, because it's, you know, it's good to talk about something positive and talking about what people are reading on Twitter. I know I've been reading on Twitter all the crap that's going on. It kind of takes away from my focus, but getting into that, it's our responsibility to keep hope alive, is what I've said on Twitter numerous times. And as musicians, it's our we have to keep that positive aspect on it. And I'll tell you one thing now, and during this little shutdown, quarantine, whatever we're going through right now, this little pandemic, I've been, you know, thankful that I've been able to do some work here, play the drums. It makes us all happy. You know, that's one thing that I'm sure there's a lot of us that don't have the means to do it. And there's a lot of us that do have the means to do it, and that's great. If we have the means to do it, by all means, go out there and start working like that. There's no better way than now. Talking to a friend of mine, saying that during this whole, we all got locked down March, February, somewhere around there. We're in June now. That a lot of people are going to be creating now. There's going to be a lot of awesome stuff coming out there in the music world. That, you know, maybe it's going to, some of it might be real great, some of it might be real bad, but for the most part, it's going to be very creative to have people doing this right now, and people need it more than ever. There's a lot of bad shit going on in the world right now, and it's sad. It's just sad. But for us musicians, we have that responsibility to keep it moving forward. And like I said, I've been lucky and fortunate to just keep working on a new project right now, which is a very interesting one. And it really helped me take on to that facet of the other side of the music world. Yes, I love performing out there. I'm sure everybody does. We all love playing. We love owning our instrument. We love playing that instrument. Come on. There's no better feeling than picking up your guitar, or in my case, sitting behind the drums and shredding. It's a guitar too. That's a guitar word right there. We really can't shred on the drums, but we can beat the shit out of them if we wanted to. But it's come to that point where, yes, I feel very lucky that I'm still able to record, and you know, with the internet and everything. It takes away from the garbage of the world that's going on right now. So this is the responsibility that we all have to do. And listening to music is getting me through, getting me inspired. That's what I'm feeling inspired to do, is just keep recording. And a lot of people, all you ladies, gentlemen, boys, girls, whatever, black, white, purple, green, blue, should all be making the music there. Getting together with people on Zoom calls, I've seen that a lot in the past few weeks. People just Zooming and then broadcasting it. It's times changing. Times have changed. Will they ever go back to normal? I sure as hell hope so. Being cooped up and only allowed to do so much is not fun. You need to go out there and experience the world. But yeah, it was just like, I was sitting around and got to this new project that I'm doing. And this is the most fun I've had recording. Granted, it's in the comfort of my own home. Everything is exchanged via internet, interweb, email. That's greatest thing in the world. Whoever invented the email is probably laughing their ass off to the bank right now, because it's just like, it's unbelievable. Who would have thought that it would have been more important to do it now? I've always joked around with my family that if they took away my technology, you can take away my technology and all that stuff, that's fine. But if you take away the drums, I might as well just kill myself. I'd rather hang myself. But that's that, you know. We all have our our fortunes on that stuff. But it all comes down to, it's basically the responsibility we serve to everybody is to keep it going forward. You just can't just sit back and watch what's unfolding, because if you do that, you're going to just become desensitized to everything else, bottom line. And the way my mind works is I don't watch that stuff. Instead, I like to just woodshed on the drums and just let it go like that, because that's what we're here to do. That's what we're here to talk about. Every Man Drummer podcast, every Fridays, except for probably a few weeks. We're going to be taking a break from the pod for a little bit. Summer break is up, and it is running real hard right now. And wherever you are, wherever the weather is, it's probably going to be a hot one, and it's going to be pretty brutal. So make sure all those AC units and cooling units are working fine. But yeah, I mean, that's where it's been recently. I mean, been reading a lot of articles on the new products that are coming out, you know, just keeping myself entertained with what I've read on Drum Magazine. You know, just there's a few things here and there that I want to get my hands on if I can. Oh, got to tell you about the new stick that I'm using now. because a few episodes back, I did talk to you about I left my endorsement, and for good reason. But we'll save that one. I want to tease that one right there. This new stick that I'm using, it's never felt better. And it's I've used this company before, and I should have never left. That's the bottom line. I want to tease that for the next one coming up over after summer break. But just touching on a few things here, you know, touched on responsibilities that we musicians have, especially in the crazy world that we're living in. Yeah, it's just been, it's been fun. It's been weird. But at the same time, we got to just keep it going forward, because you just can't live watching the news. Bottom line, it probably sounds familiar. This is not my PSA or anything. This is just me telling you, this is our responsibility that we have for everybody out there. You just can't just sit back. So keep that music going and keep that drumming going. A lot of us who, you know, get that pleasure just to get an email, hey, you want to record a couple tracks on my track? Yeah, sure, why not? Even if it's, you just take what you take, the gigs or the jobs. Don't sell yourself short. Play everything that you can. And this is where it leads into that next thing I was talking about. What type of musician do you want to be? Do you want to be the one that's known for playing in that one band? You know, do you want to be, or do you want to be that other guy that's played on millions and millions of records, different types of music across the spectrum? Now, here's my whole opinion on that. Back when I was a child, many, many moons ago, back in the dark ages, they used candlelight and steam engines to keep everybody cold, to keep everybody warm. I used to think, you know, growing up, I wanted to be Neil Peart. I always said, oh, yeah, when I want to grow up, I want to be Neil Peart. And back when he passed away in January, it got me thinking more. And I've always, you know, I was influenced by him a lot, not only in drumming, but in music and everything else in life in general. With him, he's been an influence to me like that way. You know, let's do a quick rundown of my favorite drummers. You got Neil Peart, Mike Portnoy, Simon Phillips, Dave Weckl, and Jeff Beccaro. Those are my big five. Those are the big five that influence my playing all over the place. I've said it before. I've always allude back to them. Drummers and musicians who know me know that those are the big five. I've always said when I grow up, I want to be Neil Peart. Now, we all know that there will never, ever be another Neil Peart. What he did in the world of drumming is just incredible. Incredible. I thought about it the other day. We're never going to see that again. People are going to try to imitate, but it's never going to be, it's not going to be that. And what he did, that's like God of drums, what he did. How can you play drums so musically to complement the music that you're being thrown at? And it just flows. You know, I've always thought that it was going to be cool to be that. Neil and any drummers that are in a band that get remembered like that, that's great. You got the John Bonhams of the world like that too. The Keith Moons, they all, the guys that they are living, that's their home band. That's the band that they're known for. So that being said, a little later on, you know, you get older, wiser, you start hearing other guys. You start hearing cats. You start listening to your more popular music, and you got this guy there. You got that guy there. Now, at the ripe old age of 38 myself, I keep saying now when I grow up, I want to be John Robinson. I want to be Jeff Beccaro. And the reason why I say that, you know, nothing against those guys that are in the home band, you know, for the bands that, the fans, you know, the big fan bases that's where they only know them as. You know, it wasn't up until late, like me, or not like me, Neil Peart was recording on Vertical Horizons Records, and I bet not a lot of them, not a lot of you knew that or cared to know that. We only know him for Rush, you know, and that's great. We know him like that. And the point is, it's great to be remembered that way, and Neil could do it all if he really wanted to. But, you know, those guys were just loyal to each other. Now, on the other end of the spectrum, you have the John Robinsons of the world, the Vinnie Colaiutas, the Jimmy Keltners, you know, the Hal Blaines, the Jeff Beccaros, the Abe Laborels, you know, the Kurt Biscaras, all those guys there that have played with different artists across the board, across the musical spectrum. That's what I want to be when I grow up one day, is that drummer. Granted, I have the chops of a Neil Peart and a Mike Portnoy, guys like that. I have those chops. But it's great to just play time, because number one, our job as a drummer is to keep time, to keep that driving that band. We got to drive that band, right? So on one hand, you got Neil Peart, fantastic chops, God-given ability. Basically, shouldn't even be part of this discussion. He's in a class of his own. We'll throw that out there right now. Then you guys, the guys on the other spectrum, Robinson, Porcaro, Caliuta, cats like that, the Laborels of the world, the guys who just play, that's the ones that the phone doesn't stop ringing. And it's all word of mouth. Yeah, they may be on one or two tracks of one CD and then somebody else comes in. You know what? I would rather, that right there is an accomplishment. If you're on a couple tracks, like let's take for instance, I was watching an interview, an MIT thing. It's on YouTube, Jeff Porcaro. And a lot of the way he's talking is the same way that I think as being a drummer. Go ahead, check that video out on YouTube. How he was discovered, he was out with, he was playing, you know, a couple gigs here, and then he went out with Sonny and Cher, recorded with them. And Steely Dan happened to see him. And Steely Dan took him out on tour, and then they asked him, you want to record a couple tracks on the Katie Lyde album? That's where it began. All it takes is for somebody to see you, and luck of the draw. That's basically what it is, luck of the draw. You got to be in the right place at the right time, bottom line. That's where it all began. And Jeff Porcaro, and everybody who knows who Jeff Porcaro is, he's on, you've probably heard him, along with John Robinson, you've probably heard him. You know, those are the guys that me personally, that's where I would be clicking the button on the pole. That's the guy I want to be. You're going to get remembered. You're going to be playing on all those other albums. You're going to be playing on the records. It's what Jeff calls social music. You know, now again, nothing against the guys that have the chops and everything, but there's a reason why there's people that have chops, and they usually sometimes they're not getting the calls, or they're getting calls, but you don't really hear about them. And if you were to take a look at it in that way, like that, it's like, it's social music. Social music is where you're going to get all the people around. Like Jeff says, he says social music. If your playing is not for social music, that's, you're not going to really get noticed unless people really know you. Now, do I think it's a good thing to have the chops? Hell yeah. If you got those chops in your toolbox, that's great. You can bust them out whenever you want. And that's the ability that I can do, is I'll go into a session. You know, when I get that call to go on a session, I'll play to whatever the artist wants. And if the artist asks for, you know, some ungodly fill, then I'll do the ungodly fill. But if the artist just wants straight up time, you got to be able to do that. That's when the phone starts to ring. And I tell my daughter this, who's starting off playing drums, if you play a simple beat like that, and that's how you're going to make it. If you can play that, your phone will never stop ringing, because people are going to remember that. It's as soon as you start doing chops and start showing off that, people are going to be like, well, we don't need that guy. How's that going to fit? It might fit somebody's music, but it probably won't be as popular. You won't be as known, you know. But that's one of the things that, you know, as you start to progress through the music world and you start to listen to other to music, and you start widening your horizon on drumming, it's like, yeah, I'd want to be that first call studio guy. I want to play on that guy's record. I want to play on that guy's record. That one over there. You know, regardless if it's Latin music, rap or hip-hop, blues, metal, thrash, alternative, pop, rock, whatever, techno, go ahead, techno, throw that in there too. Why not? Yeah, I want to be on all of those. That's what it's like to me. My identity is not by the band that I'm in, or, you know, whatever, you know, my identity would be at that time. You know, there's the other drummers that drummer A is always going to be known as their identity for band A. And that's great. That's great. And maybe that those are the guys, you know, that's great. There's nothing wrong with doing that. But for me, that's not for me. I like to play all types. Yeah, I have my favorite genres. But in the end, if you're trying to make a living with it, you've got to be able to expand your horizons and spread those wings a little more, just so that way you get noticed. And then the phone doesn't stop ringing. That's what it is. It's like, what are you doing, man? It's like, let them call you and let them bring you into the studio, but don't be that guy that's going to, you know, have the short end of the stick, or you're going to fall short because you don't want to try something here. You don't want to take that chance and play out of your comfort zone. That's my whole take on it. I remember the first call I got, and it was to play hip-hop. And I was like, okay. I didn't think that we could do live drumming, because a lot of hip-hop stuff, it's sampled. Or I know some of them are moving to having the live band, but most of it, you guys are in the studio. They're making their own beats and producing, you know, off of machines and, you know, sampling cuts here and there. So there's really no need for a live drummer, I guess, unless you're sampling it. But I got a call from a local artist here in Chicago. And he calls me up, and he's like, and I've known him before, you know, I've known him before prior to the phone call. And he asked if I would be interested in playing hip hop. And I think I may have told this story before. And for those who've never heard it, you're going to hear it for the first time here. I was apprehensive about doing it the first time I got the call. I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know what was going to go on with it. And so I said yes, but at the back of my head, I was like, what the hell am I doing? What is this? I go, I'm not a hip-hop drummer. I'm known for playing straight up beat, straightforward, because I had just come off a blues gig. And with the blues gig, I was also playing with a bunch of other artists that were more of contemporary stuff as well. My genre has always been rock and jazz. And now I'm getting thrown at, try some hip hop. All right. Well, sure. Yeah. So I said, yeah, why not? And at the time, I was thinking back and looking at it, I was like, well, what the hell did I just do? How am I going to survive this? What is this? I don't know. It's like, in my head, hip hop has a lot of turntables and it's a lot of rhyming back and forth. So how the hell do you play drums of that? Wrong. I get into the studio and time to record the drum tracks, and they had already had sketched out what they wanted or what they had envisioned. And I listened to it one or two times and really fell in love with it. Turned out to be one of the funnest sessions I've ever done, because it's like everything that I had thought about what goes on in a hip-hop session just got thrown out the window. So taking into consideration, it was very flattering that they thought of me first to call. They called me in to do that session when I was known for playing in a blues band here in Chicago. To do that, it was flattering. It was very flattering. I never thought, you know, it opened up my musical mind that, yeah, you can't really turn down a gig. If you're good, other people are going to learn about it and people are going to remember that. And that's what it comes down to. It's basically, you're going to become that guy. I wasn't rooted to any band. You know, I've always said I've wanted to find the home band. That didn't happen until a few years later. And then by the wayside, that went away, you know, but being able to branch out and play different styles only makes you a better player. Again, those drummers that are in their home bands and don't want to leave those home bands, that they feel comfortable in the situation there is, I'm not saying that they're just, their skills are going to deteriorate or anything, and they're already really good. They're already, you have a home band, you have your following, and that's fine. You guys don't, they don't have to leave that situation. I'm just saying, in my opinion, for me at least, yeah, it's nice to have the home band, but it's also nice to be remembered as the guy who played on that record. Now artist B is going to, let me call that guy up, and I'm going to put it here. And then artist C hears you play off of artist A and B's record, and artist C hears you, calls you in for that. Then some other ones, artists D, E, and F, or whatever it is, they hear you playing off of the previous records, and that's how it kind of steam or snowballs from there. And that's how, you know, whereas, you know, a lot of times from what I've, you know, contracts and all that garbage binds a musician down, and usually they don't leave their home band unless you've got the means to play around with that stuff. I don't know. I wasn't a home band for a little bit, but honestly, I'd rather, personally, I want to be that first call studio guy, because it's just, to me, it's nothing against touring. Yeah, I've always said, you know, I'd like to have that one home band, but I don't want to be just rooted to that, because it's just something about being able to branch out and play various styles to keep your chops and everything flowing. It keeps your mind interesting, you know, unless your band is like a Rush that changes with times. You know, Rush is, that was just a one-of-a-kind thing. And to find out that a lot of us were alive during that, that's incredible. How the hell does that work out? That's one thing right there. So that's my take on being the drummer that's locked down in their home band. Again, I'm not here telling you to pick which way is bad, which way is good. This is just my thought. Yeah, it's nice to be in the home band and have that security, whereas in the studio first call guy, there's no security there. It depends. It's because as soon as the phone stops ringing and you're that studio guy, you're in a lot of shit right there. You're in trouble. Once that phone stops ringing, you're in trouble, you know. But, you know, it's in all reality, it's nice to have best to be able to have both. But for me, at least, I'd like to be that first call guy, because you get to experience, you get to meet a lot of new artists, you get to meet a lot of new people, and get some friendships out of it. Why not? So that's my take on that whole deal right there. So it's whether or not you guys take it as a bad one or a good one, that's up to you. You know, this is just my opinion. I'm not here to change minds here, or, you know, I'm probably going to get some comments, if there are any comments. Well, this guy doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. I make a great living. Well, that's fantastic. Good for you. That's great. I'm not saying that it's bad. Bottom line, I am not telling you that it's bad to be in, it's wrong to be in one band and be remembered that way. If that's for you, then that's for you. It's just not for this guy right here. Like I said, I'd rather be on millions and millions of other records, even if it is at one track at a time. That's fine. All it takes is one song for you to be remembered as a great drummer or not. You know, also takes one song to realize that you really screwed up everything, and then you're wondering, when can I get in a new band now? And that by that time, that song is already circulated around the music world, and people in bands that are looking for drummers, I don't want that guy, he sucks. So, but hey, at least you took the shot, a chance there. You know, that's why I see this meme all the time. There's a meme that I've seen maybe a few years ago or a couple months ago, I don't remember, but there's a dog, and it says, the drummer, it's a dog hiding behind, he's hiding behind a wall, and there's a bunch of other dogs, and above the dogs that are coming down the hall, it says like band A, band 1, 2, 3, 4, and the drummer and the dog hiding behind the wall around the corner, it says, drummer in already two bands hiding, you know, because everybody's looking for you, and you, it's like, do you have the time to do it? I don't know. That's, and the guys that do have that time to be in 10 different bands at 10 different times, it's fantastic. I couldn't do it, I'll tell you that. I'll find the home band, stay with the one band, but I'm also not going to be afraid to take the gig if somebody calls me to record here and there. You know, it's that whole Jeff Beccaro mentality. His home band was his own band, Toto, but he also played with that guy over there, that girl over there. He was all over the place. So there you have the best of both worlds. It comes around once, probably. So that being said, I want to thank all the listeners up until this point right here. Don't forget to like, subscribe, comment, leave ratings. It helps us out. The Everyman Drummer Podcast. We're going to take a little bit of a summer break right now to gather our thoughts and hopefully come out on the other stuff, on the other side, feeling refreshed. You know, it was a bombardment over the past couple of weeks. There was podcasts being released, you know, a couple days at a time now. Now I'll just leave you up on your, leave it up on, you know, open-ended right there. If there's questions you guys want to talk about, topics, you know, I'm sure there's going to be some new stuff that we're going to reach on the other end. So with that being said, I'm going to leave you all with our total with some advice out there, and you can take it whichever way you want. I mean, it's up to you. The advice I like to leave is just keep that music going. Keep those chops going. Keep that drumming going. Because without it, the world is pretty much silent. And especially right now, with the times that we're going through and all the garbage that's out there right now, you know, people hating each other, you know, in music there really isn't any hate. So, and in music there's nothing to do with you're that or you're this, or religion, creed means absolutely nothing in music. Music is the ultimate universal language. And for us musicians, for us that actually make it, it is our responsibility to keep it going forward. We're here to, I'm not going to say we're going to change the world, but at least we can show a little bit of glimmer of hope for when there is no hope right now, when it seems that all hope is lost, I guess. So until then, we'll catch you when we come back from our summer break. Oh, everybody enjoy your summers out there. To all my listeners, thank you. Hopefully we'll see you back around in about a month or two. And keep that going. I am Will, and this is the Everyman Drummer Podcast. Everybody keep drumming, and we'll talk to you on the other side. Peace.